Hello, I'm Kenneth Copeland. Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Praise God. Father, we give you praise and honor this morning. We dedicate this very atmosphere that we breathe to the powerful and wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we're already expecting many things, mighty works of God, mighty miracles of God, mighty outpouring of the Spirit of the living God. And we give you all the praise and the thanksgiving for it in the name of Jesus. Now, I'm going to say something to you this morning. The blessing of the Lord. Let's go back there and look at that now. We read all the way around it. But now Proverbs 10:22. The blessing of the Lord, it. Say it. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh. It maketh. It makes. It makes rich, and he adds no sorrow and toiling with it. I believe it's the New Living that says toiling won't add anything to it. Amen. The blessing. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh. The blessing of the Lord, it. Glory to God.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, I make $500,000 a year.
Oh, really? Say you do, huh?
Yeah, I'm a self-made man.
I don't doubt it. That's reading you some messed up.
I'm independently wealthy.
I'm not. I'm dependently wealthy. Now here again, what's the definition of wealthy? What's the definition of rich? More than enough. Because when God entered covenant in the 17th chapter of Genesis, the first verse, with Abram and changed his name to Abraham, he said, I am the Almighty God. He actually said, I am El Shaddai. I am the God that's more than enough. The root word of the Hebrew word of Shaddai refers to the nurse, the mother, that's everything to that child. Everything. She gives life to that baby. She is everything to it. She is that baby's food. You know, Clyde, we just stand around and watch, but that's all we can do. And do a lot of praying and do a lot of loving, brother.
Amen.
Amen. That's about it. She's everything. She can understand it long time before you can. You've heard me say this before. But I say, Gloria, what's she saying? She'd tell me what Kelly said. Didn't sound like anything to me. It sounded like tongues to me. But hey, that's the way your Heavenly Father is when you speak in tongues. You're his baby. And he can understand every word you say. And the devil doesn't have a clue. Thank God for speaking in tongues. Thank God for praying in tongues. Oh, man. Whew. Glory be to Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Particularly when you just run out of anything to say. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Are we gaining ground here? We're getting somewhere with this. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now then, You just track it. Joseph was 13 years old when he had the first dream. 13. Turn with me to Genesis 37. Now we're talking about the blessing. Chapter of Genesis, and look at the 12th verse. His brethren went to feed their father's flock in Shechem. And Israel said to Joseph, "Do not thy brethren feed the flock in Shechem? Come, and I will send thee unto them." And he said to him, "Here I am, I'll go." And he said, "Go, I pray thee, see whether it be well with your brethren and well with the flocks. Bring me word again." So he sent him out of the vale of Hebron, and he came to Shechem. Now watch the blessing work. And a certain man, that means that this was a certain man, found him. He just happened to find him. And he was wandering in the field. Now he's lost. And the man asked him, saying, "What seekest thou?" And he said, "I seek my brethren. Tell me, I pray thee, where they feed their flocks." And the man said, "They left here. I heard them say, let's go to Dothan." And Joseph went after his brethren and found them in Dothan. Come on. There just happened to be a guy there that heard them say where they were going. Now, if you think that's coincidence, there's something wrong with your thinker. Because we'll find out that Joseph was a blessed and prosperous man. The blessing of the Lord was not only with him, it was on him and in him. The blessing. Say it, the blessing of the Lord. So, now, we'll go from there. And we go down 24th verse. They took him and cast him into a pit. The pit was empty. There was no water in it, or a cistern is what it was. They sat down to eat bread, and they lifted up their eyes. They lifted up their eyes and looked. Behold. Look. There just happened to be a company of Ishmaelites that came from Gilead with their camels bearing spicery and balm and myrrh, going to carry it down to Egypt. And that's where he needed to be. That's where the destiny of God planned him to be. He had to be there. Now, why did he have to have those dreams? Why did he have to be there? He was born into the most important family on the face of the planet. And they were dysfunctional. I mean, come on. But they became the 12 tribes of Israel. There had to be a prophet born into that family that could hear from God and walk by faith in the blessing of the Lord. You can't do it just because you know about it. You have to consciously walk by faith in it. Very important. Extremely important. So, now, So they lifted up Joseph and sold him to the Ishmaelites, and they brought Joseph into Egypt. And from there we'll go to the 39th chapter. Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer, this is a field grade officer, he is a general. An officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard. An Egyptian bought him out of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down there. And the Lord, L-O-R-D, the Lord God. The Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man. He was in the house of his master, the Egyptian, and his master saw it. People should be able to see the blessing of the Lord on you and on me. Amen. Not just the fact that we're well. No, but that we prosper in every situation. We prosper in a mess like we're in today. We're not dependent on our jobs. They can shut your job completely down. You just keep being blessed. If God has to put money in a tree. Years ago, there's an article came out in the paper or someplace. You understand, this is Savelle sitting here in front of me. And I don't know, Jerry, somebody, there's a cow brought a bag of money in somebody's yard or something. There's a dog. Well, you know, dog or cow. And Jerry said, that dog was hunting me. That dog had a bag of money in his mouth. See, that's the way you have to be. That's the reason that EMIC, anybody comes up with a miracle. Pastor George, the Spirit of God put this in him and on him. If somebody gives their testimony and everybody says, that happens to me all the time. Why? I'm blessed. Happens to me all the time. And Keith Moore, sitting right there. Now, when you go to church in Branson or you go to church in Florida, either one of them, you're going to find out about the blessing. And that's where we get the word blessed with great big whopper chunks. I like that. Keith, I credit you with coining that phrase. Great big whopper chunk offerings, sowing great big whopper chunk seeds and receiving great big whopper chunk blessing. Praise God. All of our debts are paid. All, and we get our lands, we get our houses, we get our cars, we get our airplane, we get whatever we want and whatever we need by the blessing of the Lord. Somebody shout amen. You can get blessed in a tent. You can get blessed anywhere. Sometimes you get to thinking about this, and it just gets on me sometimes. And I get to thinking about it, and I think, God. Well, I remember where it came from. I remember what it was like to have zero. And I remember when I first found out about the blessing of Abraham. And I was a student there at Oral Roberts University. And I'm listening to Brother Hagin all at the same time. And the blessing of Abraham came on the Gentiles because Jesus redeemed us from the curse of the law. And I said, the blessing of Abraham. And we lived in that little house there, that little project house there in Tulsa. And I thought, maybe I better look up this blessing of Abraham. And I didn't have to look very far. And Abraham became very rich. Very rich. I was very interested in very rich. Because the car we were driving was not more than enough. It had 90,000+ miles on it when I got it. And I won't go into that story. But anyway, I got to looking at that and reading that, and that got on me. I hollered at Gloria. In fact, she was out in the backyard hanging out the clothes. I was in the house studying, and I came across that. I called, hollered at Gloria, get in here. She came in. I said, sit down, girl. And I read that to her. The blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And then I went over there and I said, listen to this. Listen to the blessing of Abraham. Listen to this. Listen to this. And I read all of that out of the book of Genesis. My eyes were so big, her eyes were getting big. I got right down in her face. I said, girl, this ain't nothing but a matter of time. We're rich now. It's coming. It's coming. We're rich now. And you have to remember, in 1967, Julie London had a big hit, huge hit. It became Gloria and my theme song. Our day will come when we'll have everything. We just sang it all the time. Our day is coming when we'll have everything. The blessing of the Lord has made us rich. Ha, ha, ha. And we didn't have enough money to buy gasoline to get schooled by. You become so aware. I'm blessed. I'm blessed where? I'm blessed coming in. Where else? I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed in the city and I'm blessed in the field. I'm blessed. I said, I'm blessed. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now then, I want you to see some more about this man. His master saw that the Lord was with him, and the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. Joseph found grace in his sight and served him. And he made him overseer over his house. All that he had, he put into his hand. And it came to pass from that time, he made him overseer in his house over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all he had in the house and in the field. Now, let me ask you a question. How did Joseph, here's a little teenage boy that had never done a day's work in his life. This is one of the reasons why his brothers hated him, because he didn't have to do anything. He came late in his dad's life, and he pitied him. He'd never worked. How on earth did he know how to run a major estate? Farm, cattle, and manage it so well that the general paid no more attention and didn't even know anymore how much he had. He prospered under Joseph's management so well. Well, how did he know that? The blessing taught him. The same blessing that gave him that dream. See, it's not a blessing, it's a person. And his name is Jesus. And the Blessed One is living in you and on you right now. And that blessing is alive if you'll keep it alive by faith. It stays on your mind. Just keep it there all the time. Think about it. Talk about it. Get up in the morning and read these scriptures. Talk among yourselves about it. And what do? You remember the little song? Count your many blessings. Count them one by one. Count your many blessings and see what God has done. You remember that? Hey, start doing that. Start counting. And let the Lord show you things. Look at that. Look, hey, Lord, forgive me. I let that slip. That was the blessing of the Lord. That was the blessing that did that. That was a blessing. That's why I just suddenly stopped and that car didn't hit me. Oh, yeah. That was the blessing of the Lord. When you turn right instead of left. Because just something told you. No, it was the blessing that told you. You can become so proficient at your job if you give God all the glory and you become a blessing to bless others. Amen. That's the way the anointing works. And God told Abraham, he said, I'm going to bless you. You're going to bless others. Through you, all nations shall be
blessed.
What?
Blessed.
What?
Blessed.
That's the reason he did it. To get that blessing of the Garden of Eden back. And there's a track being laid. There's a track being walked out. Joseph is on that track. He's walking that out. And Potiphar's wife came on to him and then lied about him, got him put in prison. And he did it again. The blessing of the Lord was on him so, hey, this was a political prison. This is the worst of the worst. They turned the prison over to him. Come on. Because he knew he was blessed and he walked in it on purpose. I'm the blessed of the Lord.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org/tvnotes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith.
We can see all around us that the world system leads to chaos, recession, and darkness. But God has a system separate from the world's that leads to peace, abundance, joy, and life. It's called the Blessing of the Lord. Learn how you can live according to the blessing with the Living in the Blessing Package, Kenneth Copeland's book, Blessed to Be a Blessing, and his MP3 teaching, The Blessing of the Lord, It Maketh Rich. Study scripture and realize that the blessing has been God's will for all of his children from the foundation of the world. See how prosperity is about more than money. It's salvation, peace, health, and joy, wholeness in every area of your life. Learn how to prevent crop failure of wrong seeds sown by never allowing the enemy to steal God's word from your heart. Discover the power of meditating on scripture and see those promises bear fruit. Begin now to receive, enjoy, share, and live in the blessing all the days of your life. Get your copy of the Living in the Blessing Package, free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Understand the role you have in experiencing the blessing in your world. Visit us at kcm.org/victory offer, or when you call 877-615-6255. 4267. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Today, Brother Copeland shared a powerful message on what makes you rich. It's the blessing of the Lord that is in you and on you. And he taught this in a tent meeting called Faith for Freedom Revival, held on the grounds of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Now, I was a part of that meeting. It was July. It was hot, but there was a move of the Spirit that was so strong among us. People were being saved and healed and delivered. And right in the middle of a world divided by strife and disease and fear, it really was a gathering of faith, freedom, and revival. Now, our product offer this week is the Living in the Blessing Package. It's an MP3 teaching and a book by Kenneth Copeland. In this book, Brother Copeland takes you through the Word, and you will learn firsthand it is God's will to prosper you. Prosperity is a blessing that God intended for His people to have. And when you made Jesus the Lord of your life, all of heaven's supply became available to you. At that time, the blessing of the Lord belonged to you. And as a born-again child of God, Jesus redeemed you from all the curse, and He made you free. Now, free from what, you're asking? Well, Brother Copeland has said the curse is threefold. It's spiritual death, sickness, and poverty. So right now, you can live in spiritual life, divine health, and prosperity. Here's the bottom line. God loves you, and He wants to bless you abundantly, but you have to see yourself living in the blessing of the Lord, with the blessing operating in every part of your life. Amen? So to get your free package, go to kcm.org. Now, the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast first launched as a weekly broadcast in 1979, then in 1989 as the daily broadcast. And it's one of those available voices that KCM uses to get the word out all over the world. And as you may have seen in a graphic today, the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast will no longer be airing on TBN after October 2nd. So, if you've been watching the broadcast on TBN, the broadcast still remains just a channel or a click away. Just go to kcm.org/watchBVOV and find out all the ways to watch the broadcast. There are many ways to get the Believer's Voice of Victory. You can still watch it on TV, also online or through apps, streaming devices, social media. All of it is so you can watch it the way you want. And some of you may not have known about the various ways to watch the broadcast, so it may be a good time to check it out too. kcm.org/watchBVOV. Thanks so much for watching today. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Continue to grow in your faith in God. Go to kcm.org/victory offer to download or request your free copy of today's Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Believe God to bring new visions, His manifested power, and great change in your life.